Time for our wellness conversation for this week, and we're talking about how do we navigate feelings of being a parent, you had children, and now you regret that decision or experience. I found a very fascinating piece in Time magazine this week where they spoke to parents who shared their feelings that they loved their kids, they've raised their kids, but they have regrets about having had kids. And so how do we work around those feelings? And maybe you are a parent that you had your kids, you love your kids, you've raised them. But if you look back on your life honestly, maybe you wish you would have done things a little bit differently. We'd like to hear from you on 011-883-0702. SMS is on 31702. I imagine there's also a lot of stigma, a lot of shame when you talk about your feelings, because I think for the most part, we do see parents as being martyrs in many ways. You know, parenting is hard, but you're not allowed to say it's hard. You have to love the whole thing. Joined as always by our resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Kosi Giane. Dr. Giane, as always, good to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good. What a topic.
What a topic.
And even to be and to regret to be.
Yeah. And even as I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, this is such a controversial topic because there are just certain things that I guess we're not meant to talk about, or there are certain norms that you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say you don't like your family, or that your family hurt you. You're not allowed to say, I regret having kids, or parenting is hard, especially for parents. I think there are a lot of rules for parents.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so interesting because opening the topic, I wondered actually how many people will actually call in to speak about it, right? As the article also talks about. And it's one of those things that we are expected to fall into the normative conveyor belt without question. And it's one, as I was reading the article, I was like, I've had this said to me. I've had all these, you know, things said to me. I can really resonate as one who is happily child-free. So I kind of can resonate with the writer's position from there. But I recognize that it is also, in my experience, I've also lost count of the number of people that have said exactly that they love their children, but regret the choice to having had them. Yeah.
I also think it's quite telling that, so in this piece, it looks at, it's very hard to get solid data on the number of parents who regret having their children. It says, in 1975, the popular advice columnist Ann Landers asked her readers if, given the chance to do it all again, they'd have children. 70% said they wouldn't. Though the result came from a group of self-selecting respondents. In 2013, a Gallup poll asked Americans 45 and older how many kids they'd have if they could go back in time. 7% of the respondents with children said zero. And in a 2023 study, so that was last year, there was an estimation that up to 5 to 14% of parents in so-called developed countries, including the US, regret their decision to have children. So the numbers are quite, they vary. I also imagine, again, very few people would want to, I guess, admit that for whatever reason, while I did this thing, I regret it. And is it such a strange, I guess, phenomenon or experience for parents to regret having children? Because can we feel regret about anything? So even if you really liked a thing, wanted to do a thing, is regret normal? Or are there certain things we're just not meant to regret? Are we wired that way?
That's such an interesting question, Googs, because we all accept the word regret exists for a reason, because it is part of the human experience. And some things you know, even as positive as they may be, we may have a sense of regret about them. But somehow society has kind of put a rule, a sanction against certain things. And this is one of those things that is kind of, you know, rubs against the grain of society as being a community of people all invested in the process and responsibility of raising the next offspring and so on. So it's counter-evolutionary in a sense. So, and I think that's the frown against it. It is, and it is true. So it is truly so that the human population depends on that propagation of species. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of betraying a fundamental cause in the human existence, so to speak. So, but you know, the question begs to be asked, Tsukuti, given, I don't know what the population is at the moment, is it really, is the world so much poorer without your child as a place from which to ask ourselves about, is this a necessary thing for everyone? And if we agree that as human beings, you know, we all have our uniquenesses, we all have our individuality, why is this one not one that we can give ourselves permission to also include in that space, in that spectrum of individuality, and be okay and comfortable with it? What's the rub? What's the discomfort against that decision? Because, for example, I've been told I'm selfish for not having children and for loving and being so open about the one of the biggest gifts of my life is being child-free. I don't have room for a child in my life. My life is full. It's full. So I've been told I'm selfish. And I've asked the corollary question, is there anything more selfish than having a child, duplicating yourself? You know, it becomes quite a discussion.
And a message here from, you know, you made the point or the observation that you wonder how many people would be willing to admit perhaps that they have these feelings, because, you know, they're not exactly the kinds of feelings that are encouraged, especially from mothers. You know, there's this idea that I watched my mom suffer and, you know, martyrdom is a big part of parenthood. But Nikki says, morning Gogs and team, honestly, I always say I regret having kids. My one son is dealing with drug addiction. My last born is drinking, and it's hard. It's really hard. Tears in my eyes. I don't know how to deal with my anger. And the message saying anger is interesting to me because that piece in Time magazine says, often when the writer hears from parents, whether it was said in passing or quickly by a stranger, this kind of revelation arises from a place of anguish. And here we have a mother who's saying, I had my kids. It is really, really hard. And I am angry that this is what happened. This is how it turned out. And, you know, I think there's also, like anything, you can have something that you wanted and it can be difficult. Those two things are possible, right? That maybe you wanted
they can coexist.
Parenthood, but it is hard, like having your dream job, but it is tiring. It stresses you out.
It's demanding, yes. Yeah. And it's interesting how we can understand that with something like your job, right, that you're alluding to now, and yet we are not allowed to feel the same with the situation. Is it Lee? The message. Yeah. So, on one hand, I'm also wanting to kind of look at two dynamics. On the one hand, that it is kind of easier or justifiable or understandable that if your children turn out the way that they have in this case, drug addict and alcohol, you know, sort of in some way dysfunctional, It is easy to understand how a parent can regret that. And I think the hardest sell to society. So again, if you look at it from a socioeconomic point of view, to say if you're struggling financially, it costs a lot of money to have children and to give them the kind of life. And I always talk to kids at school and I ask them, you know, before you have a child, you need to ask yourself, what is the quality of life you want to give your children? And if you're not in a position to do so, think very soberly about having that child, because what are you bringing them to? What kind of story do you want them to tell about their childhood and so on? And I've been laughed at for being so rational about these things. You can't be so rational about these things. But I think the hardest one that really rubs against the face of society is, and one of my cousins has been open about that, and he more than can afford the children. And yet he said, and I've told my kids, they know this, we've talked about it, that I love them very much and I regret having children. And given a choice, I would not have them. So that's the harder one. When there are challenges, either the children have turned out in a way that, you know, not only is difficult for the parent, but society can also understand. There's kind of a buffer that we can give, an accommodation that we can make.
Mm-hmm.
It is the opposite, as in my cousin's case, who, you know, who has all the means and the children are all have turned out well, and yet we don't understand. It becomes difficult for us to accommodate that sort of comment from somebody in a position like that.
Mm-hmm. Sean on WhatsApp says, Sean is in Lanesha South, says, morning Gorgs, I don't regret having kids. I love my kids with all my heart. I can't say the same for their so-called mother. She just deserted her kids. She can't even buy a birthday gift for them. The only thing I regret is getting married to her and trying to have a family with her. I'm currently raising my 13-year-old son alone for the last 5 years. For me, being a parent is the best thing ever. So I think there's quite an interesting thing there. Sean, if he said he regrets marrying someone, I don't think there'd be shame or stigma or judgment, because we all acknowledge that sometimes wrong person, wrong time, or right person, wrong time, relationships sometimes just don't work.
Yes.
Is it possible for a parent-child relationship to be the same way? That it just wasn't the thing for you. One of the things that's said in that piece is not all of us are capable of being parents, or that not all of us are made to be parents.
Yeah.
But there's the assumption that you should do it anyway. Don't think about that, whether you are made for it or not. Just do it anyway.
True. And people will try to convince you, no, but you, when they are here, you will love them. You know, you will change your mind. I also didn't think I could, but when I did, I was amazed at, you know, a part of me that I never thought existed, and so on. And so there is this messaging that says, like, we can't understand how you could not. All of us are supposed to be wired. It is an inalienable dynamic of being human that you want to be this. And so people struggle to accommodate any possibility that you aren't. And it's very interesting in Sean's case, because, you know, generally it is the men that can walk away from children, you know, and also part of it being the fact that men don't fall pregnant, so they don't have that first primordial intimacy and connection from the get-go with the child, as opposed to a woman who falls pregnant, the baby develops in their body, and so there's kind of the sense as a woman that, you know, there's kind of this deep, very existential connection that we should have, and longing that we should have, an instinct and this warmth and fuzziness about wanting, you know, it should just be a part of us. We're supposed to have this internal wiring within us. And so when a mother turns and walks away from the children or their child, as in Sean's case, it is an affront to society, and it becomes a thing that we struggle with that he being, a, let's call it a secondary parent in the sense of not being the one who is the pregnant, a child bearer physically, and yet he is the one that remains the parent, and the mother, you know, has walked away. I would wonder whether, you know, for her also there is that dynamic that I didn't want this in the first place, and I couldn't verbalize it. Mm. And I kind of, society, or I did, and I was coaxed into this idea that when it does happen, I will love it. I will not regret it. Mm. And
you'll
then
like it eventually.
Yes, and she did have the child or children and still didn't, you know, and perhaps got to a point where she said, I need to live my truth. This I didn't want, you know, and now I'm settled with it, and I can't, you know, kind of like people who feel the sense that they, you know, didn't want to be male or female and so on. So these are all the dynamics that we navigate.
Yeah. Let's go to Lulama, who's on the line to us from Winchester Hills. Lulama, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Kosi. So, yes, good morning. I've had the blessing of having the most amazing three adult children now, two boys and a girl, as she turned 18. So I found that, you know, okay, obviously, I mean, I call it a walk in the park for them, because even the realities and challenges were learning moments for me how to better parent them individually. Although the rule is the same, but they take it differently, as we know. Mara, here's a the thing is, if you were to ask me, again, will I have children again? Thank you. Because it's such a responsibility, you know? Mm-hmm. And just talking to Comfort, when Comfort took the call, just captured something for me to say that it's such a godly responsibility. I know, right? And Comfort makes an example, which Mkambe, you just, one child, you deprive them of sugar, and the sugar is part of the, you know, what makes them who they are. It's just a nice example.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, I'm not having children again. Thank you very much. It was lovely. I'm enjoying my children. Thank you. But those studies that you read out, I'm part of those statistics.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lulama.
Yeah. And you know, what resonates for me, thank you, Lulama. What resonates for me is when I think about parenting, is like there's this endless responsibility. Can I give them water, or must I give them juice? Can I say yes? Can I say no? Must they wear shorts, or must they wear long pants? And they want to eat this, and then they don't finish it. And for me, it is that, like, it's an unending. It's like so daunting to think about it. So for me, I'm grateful. I am so grateful for not having children.
Some messages on WhatsApp. Mulefi in North Riding says, hi there. I also love my kids, and they've become nothing but my purpose in life. What eats me up is the pain I see in them, our divorce with their mother, and how she's been absent in their lives. So quite similar to Sean about loving the kids, but, you know, a source of pain is the experience of their family, you know, because even the relationship you may have conceived your children in might not last. And, you know, that happens. Anonymous on WhatsApp says, good morning, Gogs. I'm childless, but not by choice, though. I was stigmatized, and it even cost me my marriage. This was after a stint of IVF, under pressure, unfortunately not being successful. In hindsight, I'm grateful that that was my fate. I feel it's okay at times when I hear parents make utterances like children are overrated, or one friend saying, when this child was born, the minute I laid my eyes on her, I knew I didn't like her. I was taken aback. I knew then that some parents do regret having children. I'll do anything not to have children. I'm averse to the idea. And that's from Anonymous on WhatsApp.
Sure. I really can relate in Mulefi's case, similar to Sean. And with Anon, you know, and I can also resonate with the fact that it wasn't my initial choice. And it is one that I am so grateful that life, it is one of those gifts that I didn't see coming. And it was one of those gifts that I am so grateful for. And now live with such joy that, you know, hence I use the word child-free as opposed to childless. I'm free from that. And many a times I've heard people saying, you know, I wish I had known I had a choice. It didn't even occur to me that I could say no. If I had known that, I would have chosen differently. And people will say in corners that, yeah, I am so sorry that I didn't give myself the choice not to. But I also think the other neglected part here is what it means to be a child whose parent turns their back and walks away.
Yes.
Because they are choosing, and I think it links to our discussion last week, because they are choosing at this point to say, I'm going to honor my truth. And the consequence is that there are children that are going to be abandoned through a choice they didn't make.
And we actually have a message about that. Jane in the West Rand says, spare a thought too for the child who ends up being parented by someone who regrets having you. My mother's resentment bled out and affected the child least like her, which was me, and has been something very hard to heal from. Because, of course, you know, how people then deal with their anguish, their anger, their regret is not always necessarily going to be healthy or well-adjusted.
Yes.
And that then can then impact, you know, the child. If you, like Jane, are the child of a parent that regrets having you, that could be incredibly traumatic.
No, absolutely. And it is an unfair burden of pain for the child, because they didn't ask to be there. And again, I guess it is about us as a society thinking a little bit more about the pressure that we put as an expectation for everyone to have children. And then what happens if this is, you know, this becomes the consequence of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that definitely needs to be space for those conversations to be had, so that a mother, a parent who finds themselves in that situation can have the space to talk about it. But I think, you know, there's that stigma, and therefore people kind of knuckle down, and it's just a bitter pill that people have to keep in their mouth and not be able to talk about. And then it expresses itself in these toxic ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the children become victims of circumstances they didn't choose, and the consequences thereof that they are now settled with and now have to deal with themselves, and to get to a place of making peace with the situations under which they were brought into this world, and have to navigate who they are with a parent who turns their back on them.
Yeah. Just to wrap, let's go to Tabiso in Centurion, who'd also like to contribute. Tabiso, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well, thank you, Tabi. So, your thoughts on this conversation?
You know, one thing that I always say to my kids is that in my next life, I'll never have kids. And my son once asked me, do you regret having us, mommy? And I said, you know what? I love you so much, and you are such easy kids and all that. However, this is just a huge responsibility. I mean, you have to constantly think of them, constantly make sure that you provide for them. Look, I have easy kids. My daughter is already just got married some few months ago, and my son is doing matric. They are such easy kids, not demanding, none whatsoever, very disciplined. However, given a choice, I'll never have kids.
Oh, okay. And again, I think, you know, the sentiment Tabiso is sharing is very honest, even though for the most part, you know, it sounds as if I don't think parenting is ever easy, but, you know, she, like, by, to use her description, she had easy kids, but still, knowing what she knows, she might have done very different things.
Yeah. And, you know, I also use that expression, maybe in my next life, I will think about it for the next one. At this point, no, thank you.
Dr. Gianni, as always, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for a wonderful chat. And thank you to all the contributors.
Yes, that's our resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Kosi Gianni.